Hi, this is Dan Sheridan telling America's story, and this is lesson 18 of our series, and we're going to talk about how America got its name. Let's get started. Amerigo Vespucci discovered Brazil on his third journey. Now, remember that Columbus had already discovered the continent. Cabot followed in his footsteps, and Vespucci was basically a follow-up trip. However, Vespucci's third voyage caused a great stir back home. People started to realize there was a whole new continent Europeans never knew about to the southern hemisphere. Now, what was this land? Now, remember in a previous lesson we talked about the two world maps that existed at this time? There was Ptolemy's and Mila's. Go back and listen to that lesson. Now, if you look at Mila's map, you will see he believed in a great southern continent, which he called the opposite world. Geographers called it the fourth part. There was Europe, Asia, and Africa. Those were the three. And Mila's southern continent, which was yet undiscovered, was number four. Hey, you know, that means American continent is the cleanup hitter in the world lineup. So basically, it's our job to bring the men on base home and win the game, right? That's our role in the world. Well, until the 1500s, many doubted if a fourth part even existed. But after Vespucci's visit, doubt ceased. So here's what they thought. They thought that Columbus and Cabot had reached East Asia, while Vespucci reached the continent south of Asia, the fourth part. In reality, it was Brazil. Now, Vespucci published a map and description of the area, and the map found its way into the hands of Martin Waldseemüller, a professor of geology in a small German town. Having read the account, the professor came to the startling conclusion that America's discovered a new continent. In 1507, the professor published a treatise on geology and said the land should be called America after its discoverer. And at first, the new name only applied to Brazil, but as time passed, the name was applied to the whole Western Hemisphere. Now keep this in mind. In 1507, they thought Columbus discovered a new route to Asia, not a whole new continent. So the professor didn't intend to cheat Columbus or do him any injustice because he thought America's discovered something different than Columbus. They didn't yet see that Columbus, Cabot, and Vespucci discovered different parts of the same landmass. That's North and South America today. Now, as a result of Martin's suggestion, the name America was applied to the coast of Brazil, south of the equator. And as time went on, America was stamped on the maps, and the name gradually was applied to both South and North America. Now, we use the phrase today, the power of the press, and the power of the press was operating there in the early 1500s. It was the power of the press that wrested the name of the Western Hemisphere away from its true discoverer, Columbus, and gave it to a man who merely followed in Columbus's footsteps. And that's how America got its name. However, Columbus did get more recognition as years passed. Columbia became the poetical name for the United States, as in the song Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, and another song, Hail Columbia. These two songs were competing unofficial national anthems for the United States in the 1800s and the early 1900s until the Star Spangled Banner was crowned the official anthem in the 1930s. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about Spanish exploration and Magellan's amazing voyage, the first to travel around the world. That's coming up in our next few lessons. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, be good to one another because we're in this together. Have a great day.